And June 10th is not only Jennifer Morley's birthday, but it is the birthday of the United Church of Canada. So I'm going to ask you just some questions about that. So what was the year?
1925.
Yes. And there were three founding denominations. Give me one.
Presbyterian and Methodist.
And
Methodist.
Pardon me. I know, but it's weird. Okay. So Presbyterian Methodist congregation, they came together, and just so you know, and also the very first service was not in a church. Where was it? In a hockey arena in Toronto. Partly because it was big enough. Partly because the United Church from its beginning said, we want to be a church that goes where the people go, not expecting them to come to us. And so I don't know how well we've done with that in the meantime, but that was their vision. That was their vision. I just want to say, oh, so who's the first moderator? Who said that? You did. George Pidgeon. He was. George Pidgeon was the first moderator. Here's some, maybe you know, maybe you don't. So they put out two candidates for moderator, one from the Presbyterian and one from the Methodist Church, Dwight Chown. In the end, Reverend Chown withdrew his name because he said it was more important to be unified going in than to have some kind of election where you would say the Methodist won. So I think he's a true hero, that man, and we don't know his name as well as we know George Pidgeon's name. They put together, it was 1925, remember. They put together, it was called the 20 Articles of Faith. They tried to say what they believed in as broad a way as they could so that as many people as possible would feel comfortable with that faith statement. And they said, we know that we don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. So this is our best shot right now. We fully expect that in the future, the church will rewrite its statement of faith because the Spirit keeps teaching us stuff and helping us to grow. We fully expect that the church will keep exploring what it means to believe and keep rewriting. And so the church has done that three times since its inception. So the Articles of Faith in 1925. Again in 1940, the church asked the General Council, could you rewrite that? Because what was going on in 1940? It was the war. And so there was a, like, what about human sinfulness? What about, is it right to fight? And what about all of those things? They were wrestling with it. What's right? What's wrong? They asked the church to rewrite the statement of faith. At that time, they did. So there's a 1940 statement of faith, and you'll find that it's for, you can tell when it was written. Then, again, the church was asked, write something again. Write something that we can say in church. Like, don't go on and on. Write something, and it was in 1968. What was going on in 1968? Science.
Flower.
And so they wrote what we call the New Creed, 1968. We are not alone. We live in God's Word. We believe in God who has created and is created, who has come to and Jesus and so on. Maybe some of you know that by heart. And then finally in 2011, one more time, please rewrite this thing, because nowhere in our statements of faith up until then had they considered, for example, other faiths. There was no statement about that. And so if you read the Song of Faith from 2011, it does go on and on. But it was reflecting the time, right? So, but the underlying belief is that the Spirit continues to teach us. Nobody has the full truth. And every time in history is limited and has its own lenses, and we keep learning and learning because the Spirit keeps teaching us. Anyway, thank you. I will stop that because we have more service to do. Thank you. So think about us tomorrow and our birthday. Yeah, I lost it already. Oh! thought that was my serenade. Wrong. So if this is not a day for a long sermon, I want to say three things only. Four things. You will have many more. If we sat down and I said to you, just tell me signs of where do you see God? Where do you see signs of the Spirit of God? We could come up with quite a list. For now, you get to hear my top picks in the Spirit Exciting Business. Number one, I've just come back, as many of you will know, from a course in France, and a big part of that was visiting and living in the Taizé community for a few days. And Shannon and I are going to tell you more about that at another time. But for today's purposes, I want to say that there were hundreds of people there, over half of them under 30. They go, they live in simplicity, they take part in the chores and the life of the community, including church three times a day. Walking around the grounds and also in worship, you can hear probably any language under the sun. This is astonishing to me and hopeful and a sign of the Spirit working her holy work in the world. Two. Yesterday, while some of our people were cleaning out from the trunk sale, and others were already out taking part in a reconciliation, learning some Southern Toshone and some music, three languages of the Spirit, and still others were walking in the parade, this is the Spirit's breath, this is the language of holiness, this is the fire and wind that will embrace the world and blow it into a new creation. All of that work, Holy Spirit work. Three. Some of our folks attended a youth conference last month. And if you want to see a sign of the Spirit moving, go to one of those. The Spirit is sometimes quiet, like a friend saying peace and breathing the breath of life into you. Other times the Spirit is noisy and joyful and noisy. And what happens at those conferences cannot be underestimated, and I am so honored to be part of a church that offers this to young people. And I just want to say finally to the young people themselves, thank you. Thank you in practical ways for being here for us, and as you have, for your help with the yard sale yesterday and all the ways you've been helpful in the last year. But more than that, I want to say thank you for being role models for our little kids, because little kids are looking for what it means to be a big kid. They're looking for what is cool and what's right. And they want to be grown up. And for that, they look to me, to us. We're way too old. They look to you. They do. And you can have such an influence on children, showing them that it's cool to be kind and helpful. And it's important to be part of a family of faith. You can show them, in ways that I never could. So thank you for being part of the team here in so many ways, but most of all, thank you for being who you are, for your questions, your enthusiasm, your intelligence, your passion, and your wonderings. We need you. The world needs you. I'm afraid that we've left this world to you in a bit of a mess. Okay, more than that. And it's going to take all your energy and love to live and speak and sing and shout and learn and protest and act to turn it around. The stakes are high. You know that. And what we need is passionate, faithful, loving people. And I have every confidence that that's you, that you will live your lives in a way that is true to yourself and to the light of God within you. And I thank you for your Holy Spiritness. And we're going to hear from them now.
Thank you. Over the last year, you've seen these youth out and about, baking cookies, helping to deliver and sort gifts for kids at Christmas, help pack up after baby clothing swaps, serve cookies at the cookie walk, serve at the ham suppers, help at tables for yard sales, take initiative to start face painting stations for Pride, Susan support babies at Baby Fold, help deliver church services, participate in the wedding dress event, and take on Christmas pageant duties. So you've seen them around, and I had the fortunate luck to be able to take 11 of these youth and two new leaders with me down to Gambier Island. This is the fourth camp retreat that I've been to. We started off with 3 youth, and then 6, and then 7, and now we're up to 11, and we needed 2 extra leaders. Ami Jo and Katie came with me as well, and they were a great help and great people, and I'm really glad that I got to work with them and get to know them. We had 3 grade 6, 7 youth, and the older, more experienced youth who were in grade 10 and 11 really came through to help keep us together, role models how to be kind, and show them how to be responsible and a good and considerate camper. These are really amazing kids. I'm so lucky to know them and to work with them. They're supportive, they're accepting, inclusive, and they're just really great people. And what I really love about this group is that together when we're here, we're amazing. And then we go down south and collect other amazing people, and you'd be just so proud. They show those same supportive, inclusive, awesome qualities down there to people in British Columbia. And they've made friendships with those people that they continue between the camps, and they get excited about going down and seeing them again. So, to show their gratitude and support for the funding, which allows them to attend this camp, some of our youth are going to come and tell us why this experience was special to them and what it meant to them.
So I had written this down, but then I had forgotten it at home, so I don't know how good it's going to be, but here we go. So, we went down to Gambier Island, as Lisa had said, and it was an amazing experience. There were amazing counselors, amazing resources, like they had running water there, and toilets, which was really nice, flush. But they set up tons of activities for us. You had a choice between lots and lots of different activities, and they had this thing called streams. There are 4 different streams, and I don't remember what they were, but I chose one to social justice, and in that we learned about social justice. And do you know that only 2% of the world's population has a college or a university degree, and less than 1% of the world's population is in Canada, and we are the 2nd biggest country. And that's all I had really prepared.
Another thing that I love about May Camp is how everyone has each other's backs. Now, this was my first time coming to May Camp, so I was nervous. Good thing I had my 2 friends there with me. Their names are James and Autumn. Thanks.
So I had already been to the May Retreat once before, last year, and I'll admit, I didn't know what to think about going a second time because I didn't know if the same people would be there, and I didn't know if maybe time would make them more, I suppose, annoying is the word. But I was over-worrying things, and we went back, and the exact same people were there. They were just as great as before, and they brought friends who were just as great as them. And they even offered new perspectives and new insights about themselves. One of my personal favorites was a man named Ross, who taught some of us the similarities between biblical figures and superheroes. Dr. Strange would make a good Saul, anybody? But in all, I'm very happy that I went. Between doing acts like parading Anakin up and down the beach, to learning again about biblical superheroes, to telling jokes to other people, I don't regret going.
Yeah, this is my third camp, and every time I come back saying the same thing. Thank you to the Wall Fund for funding us, for our flights to go down there. That was simply amazing. We can't do it without you guys. And we're just really grateful to have the opportunity to be able to make connections with people who live in another province and have the same views, have the same insights, give us something else to think about in our day, knowing that we're not alone in what we think, and we know that there are other people out there who are just as young as us and just as ready to make changes. And I'm really grateful that you guys sent us. It was 11 of us, that's a lot of people. Way more. It was three at the beginning, and I think that we've quadrupled since then. So thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Laura. I didn't really prepare anything, but I wanted to say something. When I went to the main retreat, it was my first time. But I had great friends to be with me. It was an amazing experience, and I really want to come again next year. The food was amazing. The activities were amazing, and the students. I picked drama. I've never picked drama before, but I really never regret picking it, because I met new people, and now they are my friends, and I hope they will be there next year, and so will I. Thank you.
PowerPoint presentation. So enjoy.